This is quite something, ladies and gents. My dad just called me and he's outside, because he was in the area dropping off his hard drive to David to fix. And so, he just sort of said, do you want to come out and get some food? So, I'm going out to get some food. Of course, I had to get my recording stuff ready and I had to do it in a hurry. This door bangs really loudly, sorry. I did warn you. Oh, and by the way, there's cables around my feet. I'm going to put them in my pocket. And yeah, I'm taking the stairs today, because the stairs is just fun. You're probably wondering what the hell I'm doing and why I'm taking so long about doing it. Did I get out on the right floor? Yep. I did too. So let's leave. Yes, indeed. It's such a momentous event, you know I had to record it, right?
What?
Just seeing you, it's crazy.
Oh, go away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I have my mini disc on me, my Hi-MD.
Oh, God. Okay, this is the car.
It's a Mercedes. Slick?
Not new. How about another car? That's the front handle. That's the front.
Right. Bloody hell, that's huge. Okay. Let's fold the cane up and stuff. Pumping music from inside this car.
In celebration of Empress Menin's Earth Day, Reggae People Promotion proudly presents Roots Vibration. The Empress Night Red, Gold and Green Gathering on Saturday,
24th. Yes, sir.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. So here I am and here you are and hi.
Here we are.
Together. I've put new batteries and everything as
what
well.
What are we going to eat?
That is a question for you to decide.
Me?
I took out
I'm
money
not in
today.
Your lungs,
as well.
Enough.
Hmm?
I'm not in your lungs, man, so I don't know what you want to eat.
I honestly don't mind. It's just I was just going to have a little meal
so
in front of the PC.
Today. Around today, no?
Her no.
Okay.
She comes tomorrow.
All right.
And go shopping tomorrow because like I shop on a Wednesday or a Tuesday, depending, so that it's the middle of the week and not the weekend. If I ever need anything.
Right.
Best time, I think.
Okay, so basically, the world is
listening.
Our belly. Well, I've got some stuff that I got from Marks and Spencer's, which is like a sandwich, and
Marks is good.
It's a very fresh, very nice, fresh, healthy. Type.
This is a nice car, you know.
Right.
Mind if I drive it?
Can you go ahead, man? But yeah, when we get on into you know a field,
yeah,
well you can take the straight route to get there.
That's right, straight everywhere.
No, that's it, man. You can turn corners if you feel like.
I like this whole seat moving back and thing. You know me, I have to explore already.
Yeah.
You know
that.
Fast.
Yeah, man. God. Hey.
I like that.
I was playing with it myself.
When did you get this then? This is pretty nice beastie.
It is. It's a nice car. What happens is that I had a BMW before.
You've had
one.
Many BMWs.
No, I've only had
well,
two.
Actually two.
This one, that one made that other one made second. And then I'll do a left here.
Hey, you know, if you ever do gigs, right, and you want a recording,
yeah.
Because I record in stereo, you have to let me come.
Yeah,
and stand at the front.
You know that, man. I don't want to do that.
Well, because I've heard your recordings, and honestly, because you don't have a stereo mic, it's not your fault or nothing, but they kind of don't work.
They're not talking about. What are you talking about? Not the CD.
No, live gigging. Because you use the mini disc, but you don't use a mono mic.
Yeah.
And see the mics, there's one other side of my head, one there, and there's one here. And they come, like, they go over my ears.
You know what?
I probably look like a complete strange person.
Maplin has just got so much stuff in it, man.
Yeah? You telling me?
Maplin's has got everything you could imagine, man.
If I'd have known you was going, man,
gadgets.
I would go because I wanted to get some RAM for my laptop again.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh,
it's okay.
I'll just come out of there as well. Like, in the sense of
funny.
We can go, if you want to go, what you got? You want to go there?
Yeah, I do. If you want, I mean, it's, well.
Okay, so I just paid £3 in the car park, but I'll just go back up again because I prefer to pay £3 any day.
I got
comparison
money.
To flipping frigging £40 for a ticket.
For a ticket, any day. That's all I have on me is 40, so if you get a ticket, then I'm just lost it. All right. Oh, this is all right, actually. Do you know the wine bar on Westbourne Grove?
The wine bar on Westbourne Grove?
Yeah, that's where the restaurant is, opposite that. I really wish I could be more specific, but Dave knows where it is, like what it's next to. Because I tried to leave somebody there once and we sort of didn't find it for a while.
Okay.
Just again, me reading directions, I should not be a cartographer, you know? That doesn't work. And yes, I'm in the left side of the car, not the right, believe it or not. See, most of the people that hear this by now, at least, will know that we drive on the right side in a car.
Who's going to hear this?
Oh, you know.
God, you're not going to bloody broadcast it to half the world, are you?
Oh no, they do that themselves. Where was I this morning? I was out this morning on Portobello Road in Tesco's. And
I didn't ask you where you were.
I know you didn't.
So what are you telling me for?
Because
it sounded like
fun.
Someone actually asked you that and you're just like going ahead and with the sentence and just ignoring me?
No, not ignoring you. Just laughing at you.
Okay.
The only reason I say that is because I saw somebody and it just surprised me because I hadn't seen them for a long time and they were outside Tesco's. Yeah. And I think they must have thought I came alone, but I was actually on mobility training, so they decided to take my hand and walk me to Tesco's. And they said, nah, you don't want to do that, it's alright.
You was on your belly training?
Mobility training.
Oh! Right.
Yeah, like what? What? Like what?
They decided to take you to Tesco's. They wanted to.
Yeah, they wanted to, but
to grab
you don't have to do
away.
That. No, it wasn't that grab or anything, because some people do it like, come on across the road, lovey.
So
they tried to be helpful and actually overbearing. It was a friend.
Yeah, where was
it? Oh, just outside Tesco, so I was really close to it.
No, I mean you was doing mobility training with.
Oh yeah, with an instructor who was sort of hanging back, so I could navigate the fruit and veggies and stuff.
Yeah.
Stalls.
Yeah.
And I guess they saw me and thought that I was stuck, which it was a hard place to navigate, but I wasn't stuck.
Right.
In that particular instance, anyway.
Okay.
And it was just, you know, nice. People being friendly is nice.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Sometimes hard to find.
But you know that.
But yeah.
You know that.
Wow, and I thought my day was going to be uneventful too. Just a Tuesday.
Just a plain old Tuesday.
Just another manic Tuesday.
If you put your hand down on the left, down by the seat, there's a rolly thing down there. It actually makes the seat more puffy or less puffy using air.
Oh, I see it now.
Yeah.
It's a dial thingy.
Yeah, a dial, yeah.
How strange.
Do you feel it?
Yes, I see it.
Push yourself back into the seat and it kind of goes down. Well, that's if you put it, if you turn it in one of the directions, it deflates, it's by ear.
Oh, wow, how strange. So did you get a chance to play that CD I gave you yet?
I'm the CD player so readily accessible.
That explains everything.
You know what I mean? In this car there's no CD player. But
come on,
a CD
big
player.
Old nice car and no CD player. Ready to put in.
It's a CD, a mini, a portable CD player.
Oh yeah.
I've got one of those tape things that you put inside the tape.
Yeah, sure.
But the bloody CD ain't working. I just bought batteries for the thing today. And it was working, but it's not working now.
Yeah.
As soon as I changed the batteries, it stopped working. I got it from Bashiro.
This car feels like it can do quite a lot, yeah. Speed wise.
Mm-hmm.
It wants to.
It's got some power under her belly, under her bottom.
What do you call her?
Her.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to put a human name to it.
That's good. You do that, you start getting attached, and it's bad.
As long as it's not Bertilda, one of them cow names that people tend to give you, or Betsy.
Betsy the car, right.
You call it anything, man, when it's not going and you want to get the basket going.
Do you remember that really silly tape I did a long time ago with all those drum machine thingies on it?
With drum machine thingies?
And I called them really strange names. I just got reminded of that today because I bought a tape deck, but it's not come yet. I'm still looking for one anyway.
Right.
Something quality, because I don't know what this thing's going to be like. I just ordered it in the mail. And anyway, I just thought you'd have all these tapes of me that are really incriminating.
I need to put all those tapes.
I have to put them on the computer or something and sort of... Yeah. I've been told, no, pretty much ordered by all my listeners on the radio to find tapes of me when I was younger.
Yeah.
Because they didn't all know me back then, so I have to incriminate myself real bad.
You've been told to do that by the listeners?
I have.
Why?
Because apparently they think it's funny to be humiliated and embarrassed. And the last time you featured on a recording like this was when Patrick came from New Jersey.
Yeah.
From the airport. I got to hear that after the event and it was highly amusing. And he was half asleep and dead.
I've got two aerials on the back of this car.
You wouldn't think so.
And they go up when they feel like and go down when they feel like. I have yet to discover exactly why they have a mind of their own right now.
But I know
that it's going to involve taking out this cassette.
That is to do with the consciousness embedded in the brain of a car.
Consciousness, yes. Embedded in the brain of the car. Well, yes. It certainly is not my consciousness, otherwise it would be known to stay up when I want it to and go down when I order, when I turn the ignition off.
Yes, right.
Because it doesn't even go on when you first turn the ignition off, on, and all of a sudden it'll go up, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Do its thing, and then when it feels like it'll just disappear back down again, I'm like...
Is the radio digital?
No.
Okay, I thought maybe the connection between it and the back was probably one pin or throw loose, because if it's like multiple pins, you know how they are.
It's a possibility.
That's probably what it is. Just get some contact cleaner on that thing and fix it. Compressed air does wonders, you know, sometimes. I actually need to get a new can of that, because I ran out the other day. You know what I've got for you as well up in the house, actually? You can take it away when you leave. I got a controller keyboard, yeah?
Yeah.
And one of the E-flats is broke. But I figured if you take it home and take it apart, you can clean it, and if you want to keep it, you can keep it. Because I had to buy a replacement anyway. Unfortunately. I don't like
keyboard.
It as much. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, it's just a 161 key. It's semi-weighted.
I need to buy a keyboard.
It's the one... Remember... Oh, no, you never saw that one. Maybe you did. Actually, you did see it.
When I say I need to buy a keyboard, I mean I need a keyboard.
Well, if you can fix this one,
but you know, as part of the Roland JD 1080 thing, I wish I'd never bought that. I wish I'd just bought a bloody keyboard and done.
JV?
Instead of the JV, yeah.
No, don't do that. You can expand that thing, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, you can expand it. It's good and all the rest of it. It's just that because I never got a good keyboard in the first place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, I just got the modules.
I know what you're saying.
It's messed me up, man. Messed me up. I could have had better keyboard skills by now and everything.
I know how you feel, to be honest, because when I went from playing the one that I had going to give you to the one I'm playing now,
yeah,
it was cheap and it was quick, and I didn't want to be... This thing broke in December. This thing broke in December, and I didn't want to be, you know, keyboardless from whenever until whenever,
yeah,
and not be composing.
Yeah.
So I bought something I could just get as a stopgap until I can really afford something, like, really.
Right.
And it sucks. It's just really... Oh man, to play on this thing it's like a child's keyboard.
It's probably they're probably gonna close at 8.
So yeah, they probably will close at 8.
It's good to get there right now. So we're gonna go up into Whiteley's.
Oh yeah, Whiteley's.
Parking Whiteley's.
Hey.
And then
do they shut at 8 too, or do they go on a bit longer? Actually, they close at 11.
Yeah, that's it. It's around 11.
Do you think after Maplin we could actually go inside there?
To go through it to get downstairs.
Oh, you do. The only thing I wanted to do was to actually walk around and get some of the ambience, because Whiteley's is such a big place.
Yeah.
And I've never recorded in there before.
Okay.
I've done on the underground loads of times.
Well, I was thinking we could do that and sit down and...
Find something.
Eat something, yeah.
Well, maybe if we find that restaurant, because then I can show you it and get cheap food.
Cheap? Sounds good.
Yeah, it is. Probably free if my Uncle Mick is there, because he works in the kitchen anyway.
Right.
I mean, I don't like usually to scamp off the family, but you know.
Family's family.
I don't go there that often, so they don't like. I don't take it for granted.
Keep it like it is.
That's right, Joe.
Yeah.
What's up? I don't have any change, you know, I've just got notes. Sorry about that. Do apologise, Norbert.
What's that for?
Meters.
No, it's not a meter, I've just picked up a ticket from the
Oh, that thing.
Machine.
I got you. The last time I was in a car, I went to Carphone Warehouse in Queensway.
Yeah, the aerial's just gone up.
You know
as
what?
As we're parking up.
It's detecting metal. It's a spiteful aerial, right? It goes up when you don't need it.
Yeah, this one, that's exactly the type of aerial it is. Spiteful aerial.
Oh, that's cool. What you should do is you should put a fridge in this compartment from Maplin's, like a £40 fridge, and you could have your cold drinks in the fridge. Wow, all these buns and stuff. Loads of them. Yeah, back windows, I'm guessing.
That's right.
Okay. But there's two.
Yep, that's the front and back. That's front
oh,
and back.
I thought the window was over here for the front.
Not
as well.
All of that, that's the seat. I thought you said.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, that's just, they're all seats. I forgot. I thought
push
that this
push.
Would be.
About that. The seat thing. You know.
Yeah, that one is, and these two are. But I thought this would be the window, but it's not. Because it's an up down one, you see?
Yeah, I see what you mean, yeah. That's
I didn't
just depicting
check that
the
out.
Top part of the headrest, but the headrest doesn't
oh.
actually.
Oh, I see.
That one doesn't do anything for the headrest.
No, it doesn't. That's kind of cool.
It's the top and the bottom half of that, the bottom part of that. That
yeah,
thing
they
that
got
moves,
that right? one does that one, and then that one does that one.
Yeah, and then you can lift it up, down, and stuff. It's crazy.
That one goes forward, and that one, the back part of it slides into itself.
Yeah.
Freaky.
Freaky deaky.
When did you get this then?
I part exchanged it for the BMW.
I never saw the BM, I think.
No, you didn't.
I saw the Ford Galaxy, I think you had. Or was that someone else?
Yeah, Ford Focus. That's Jamila's.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm not bloody hearing my calls, man.
What's up? Is it on vibrate?
I'll put it on
silent. In the school.
Don't ask me why.
Why don't you put it on vibrate as opposed to silent? Just curious.
Charging a bit.
Oh, nice. What phone have you got these days? The Sony thing still?
Yeah, Sony Ericsson.
That's cool. You have the same similar charger I do for my Bluetooth headset. Because my Bluetooth headset is a Sony Ericsson Bluetooth headset.
Right.
So it's sort of the same. And what's that do? Maybe that does the aerial. I know it
no,
doesn't. But
no, that does. What's that makes the back headrest just drop down.
Oh, strange. It only goes one way.
Yeah, it only goes
one way. Oh, it's for when you're driving the reverse and you can't.
You have to put it. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm thinking, like, what are you doing there for?
I see why they did that. It's so you can see over the tops of the thing when you're reversing.
Yeah, that's about the only thing I reckon it.
Because it only goes one way. You can't put it back up.
That's right. You have to go and put it up manually.
I like this song. This is good. This is that Neo.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I heard it on the radio on one of my broadcasters did a show on like a few Sundays ago, and I heard it for the first time. I really liked that. It's so true, isn't it, though? In some cases.
What is?
What he's talking about, you know, being sick of people and sick of things. Oh, there's the lock.
And there's some buttons on here.
Oh, loads
that
of
one's the hazard button.
Oh, on off.
That one's the one for the door.
That locks it.
Whoa. Strange sound.
That ain't nothing. That's like a tiny little lock sound.
Yeah.
Literally. Wow.
It works by ear, you know.
Really?
Yeah. There's these tubes running all over the bloody car, which I discovered when the car nearly caught fire. That's another story, man.
Oh dear, what did you do?
Oh, we need to go, man. The place is going to close. It's 10:28, so...
Alright. Is it safe to get out on this side?
Yeah, just be careful of the car. There's a car park right next to us, yeah?
Oh, the door. I was like, I thought the door wasn't going to open, and it did. Oh, yes, it did. Okay, I'm kind of squishy right now. Wrong side of... No, never mind.
Yeah, walk to the front, yeah?
It's raining. It should not be doing that at this time. Hang on, I need to do my stupid code up.
It's a long ass car, man.
It is, actually. Let me go on the other side. Daremuch!
Maybe trolleys. We've got to go down some stairs and shit. Oops, sorry.
That's all good, it's all good, it's all good. Let's just do that. There. Now I'm a cripple. Stick.
Like I said,
welcome to Whiteley's.
I've seen more than a whole bag of other people like this.
I know. It's pretty crazy.
This is an escalator.
It's alright. I'm used to it, man. Seriously. The amount of people, right, that guide me and don't think about it. So I have learned to fend for myself.
It's been a long time, man.
I know, it's mad.
I'm really sorry.
Don't be sorry. This is just like, you know, life.
Let's walk down.
Yeah. Walking down. It's done now.
Yeah, say that again.
Some blind people are scared of escalators and stuff, but because of the ending, but it doesn't bother me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because you've got,
it's just the London thing, man.
You've got part of my sense of
stuff like that, I just don't care.
Because
I remember when I was in Holland, right?
Yeah.
There was the flat ones, you know, the big long flat ones of these.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people didn't want to go on because of the speed change underfoot, and it freaked them out, seriously.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Yeah. I'm going to shine my shoes now. How many levels up are we? 2, 3?
That's it. That's
okay,
it.
Ground now.
Ground.
David, no problem. Did he say that to you today too?
Yeah, he's always said no problem.
This is customary, man.
Yeah,
no problem.
No.
Ça va bien? Contraband material?
Yeah. Contraband.
Contraband. Yeah. Cold indeed. Down, 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 down.
And there's a road here that we're crossing.
Yes, road crossing for you.
A tiny pavement, you probably won't notice when we're on it. We are already.
Blah. So what are you going to do with your drive, exactly?
And here we are.
What's he going to do with your drive?
He's going to try and sort it out.
I might could have done it.
Is David...
gone.
He's downstairs.
Hey, Matthew, how you doing?
I'm fine.
I know, it's sad, isn't it? I shouldn't know the people like that.
Alright. We have to walk past this
rack.
They've just put something in the way.
Shall I tell you something?
Go.
I'm scared about how much money I've spent in this shop. Do you hear me?
I'm hearing you, man. This shop's got so much things, man.
I spent the better part of 12 hours in here before, probably.
Is it?
On one day. Because when David rebuilt my machine from the top. Hello.
Hey, Andre, what's up?
I'm good, how you doing?
Okay, man, what's up?
I wanted to come and spend some money with you.
Yeah, you don't have my laptop RAM still, is it, man? It made me sad. But you got compressed air for me.
Yeah, I do. I get that for you, second. Hopefully.
Yeah.
You're lucky there's one left.
One left?
Take that to John.
John, okay.
Yeah, talk to John. I'm just finishing something else. Why? To John, and then he will give you stuff price tomorrow.
All right. That's all good.
Is that all he wanted?
Yeah, I forgot. He doesn't have the RAM in here, is it? And he never told me where to get it.
Oh.
Because he's not nice.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
All right, then take it. He's just working with someone.
I have to get the RAM at another shop one of these days.
What shop?
Dongle. There's another shop up here, but they shut.
What's this?
Probably.
Just to dust off the... components.
Yes, it's useful to like in your computer case or whatever.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Quite clever, isn't it? If the squeeze passes,
they should turn Maple into a music shop as well so that they could sell keyboards and stuff. And that could come in.
But the amount of things I sell already.
Yeah, no?
Uh-huh.
Last time I was here, I ran. Right then, let's find one of these 20s. Whatever. Where's John? No.
So I've got it.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, I can get it. 3, was it 99?
No, it's 8.99.
This
one's 8.99.
Yeah, it's a big one.
8.99?
It's pretty much.
Go on. Okay. I'll tell you what. Here we go. I'll put the table down there. You can get me out of the car park.
Yeah. I was planning to do something anyway. I feel useless. 8.99. I know, it's pretty crazy, eh?
Is this Star Trek?
Nope. It's not.
Nah. But you said you said to get Star Trek.
For John.
John comes back up. Yeah. Can't do it without somebody else's card there.
No problem. Don't worry. I'm in here so much, I'll get it again eventually. Ooh, 7 bars. I never usually get 7 bars in here. That's a rarity. Yeah, you could sort of spend a whole day in here and not... It's quite worrying, actually. One of these days, I must get me a new CD drive. Because the one I have doesn't work anymore.
Just wait here, I was going to get... So, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, John or David or... if you're not doing...
Never mind. This place brightened up when Earl left.
That was not worked at this store.
Hey?
That one never worked, did
it? Didn't he? Well, he used to be around. Wasn't he the boss?
He was around. No, okay. Here, maybe.
Oh, yeah, him. That's right. That's what I thought he was called. He scared me a lot.
A scary guy.
He was.
Can I do this?
Hello. Yeah.
How you doing, John?
How you doing, Doc? You alright?
Yeah, real good.
Okay. What's that? It's just a screen, yeah? Okay, it's pouring out. How you doing?
Good, man. You need to start stocking laptop RAM in here. Crazy.
I mean,
512, man.
We still do that 256,
innit? Yeah, but I have that. I've got two of them.
Yeah.
And I have two slots, and they filled up. So you need to start stocking 512s.
Oh, right.
You see?
We'll change that. Yeah.
674,
So you've been away for what?
Okay. Huh?
You've been away for a bit, or?
No, I've been at home. I just haven't had a need to come yet.
Okay.
74.
And... You should make them do a Maplin club card, right? So that the more you spend, you get points.
No, you do. Did you take his name in the address?
You do.
If it takes your name now, you get vouchers.
Cool.
See these things, eh?
Yeah, but you can't get more stuff twice, so it's perfect.
No, but I can still do it anyway. Just come in when there's no one around.
Yeah.
Like, when you're here, Matthew.
Yeah, he's in all the time. Just take his name now.
What's the postcode?
W11?
Yeah.
2BW.
Cobble Square?
Yes.
Your number there?
19.
Your first cream is 100?
Yeah, I think. I sold it yesterday though.
Your surname?
Louis, L-O.
Yeah.
UIS.
Email address?
Andre@andrelouis.com.
From all of my head?
Yes. That's my website too, if you ever get bored.
Yeah. You're saying something nice. Yeah.
Plug it, he plugs it, isn't it?
Yeah. Got to make some money.
Yeah.
You unlock the door, or are you going to do
your
open
night? No, we've got to go now. Yeah, he's done, yeah? He took your
so
cool.
Days.
All right, then.
And,
all right.
There was, either sometimes you can have it printed out. You can just print it out from the website,
mm-hmm.
or they'll send you like those. And then it depends how much you spend, it just tears it off.
Nice.
Yeah. Lovely. Okay.
Thank you much.
Okay, my friend.
You're welcome.
Take care. Have a good day.
You're welcome.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Okay.
Have fun, nice, man. See you again.
You're welcome.
Of course, you'll see me again.
I will. All right.
Place your bets, please. That's right, I'm going to start up an electric shop, right, that pays you to go to it.
That is so lame.
Yeah, right?
You know, the guy
just doesn't open his mouth to talk.
He just looks the same way as well, big and frumpy and
fat. You can tell.
Looking like he's been zonged out on friggin' old burgers and shit.
Since I've known him, he's been like that.
Terrible attitude, and if you don't tell him, if you don't sort of, you know, think for him, he'll just go right on ahead. You know what I'm saying? Go right on ahead and do just the norm. We're going to walk up and find this place. No. Did you say it was on
Westbourne Grove?
Westbourne Grove.
Which is on this, it's the same direction, I think. It's opposite, there's a wine bar. I think it's.
Yeah, Westbourne Grove.
Number 11, Westbourne Grove.
Westbourne Grove is the opposite direction.
This should be signs for this thing, man. Mm-hmm. I should have asked David for directions, I really should have forgot. Didn't cross my mind.
David's busy.
Yeah. What was he doing?
It's just on the chat.
One time I went in and he was like conversing in French with a customer and it scared me. Because you just sort of forget he's French.
Mm-hmm. With a big old powerful accent like that you can't even get rid of.
And well, not forget, but like, yeah. It's hard to equate the English of the David with the French of the David.
Okay.
You can understand French, right? But not necessarily speak it, I guess.
I can speak it, yes.
Oh, you can too.
Rather, I would say that I can more speak it than understand. I can understand. I understand the way it flows, but if the person speaks slow, then I can get everything with their slow.
Sure.
Because the accent is different. Another dialect.
Yeah, I guess so. It's like dialects in English and other languages.
Yeah,
some of the English dialects are hard to understand.
Yeah.
You got your Geordies.
Right, we are on Westbourne Grove. You know what I mean?
Yes, I knew.
Just turn left onto it.
I wish I could point it out to you by smell.
Probably could if you get the right.
Well, I smell something, but it's not that.
No. Restaurant. What's the restaurant called?
Mr. Jerk. Like chicken.
This first restaurant we're passing is called Khams.
Huh? KH. Khams. Yeah. What is that? K-H. Look, we just passed the bus stop.
Oh, Mr. Jerk.
Yes. That.
Mr. Jerk.
Squish me. Don't you dare squish me. Gosh, I've been in here.
Yeah. One lady in the house who was just going to the room on the table and she's going to come over in a minute.
I should find out. You found it pretty easy, which is good.
Yeah,
now you know.
Especially like the next one down.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Me?
Where are you going to go?
I think I'll have a mutton roti if you don't mind. Please. Is Mick or Wayne in?
No.
Okay. My turn, is it?
Yep, because I need change to get car out anyway.
That's cool. I do both? Do you do that other thing? There you go. I don't show the key. What you get? What you gonna get? Oh dear. Slightly, Mike.
A few things already, too, but I'm saying. Yeah. How much is it
like that?
Yeah.
Fish.
You know what? I'll take them.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Some changes.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't aware. Thanks.
Fish.
You best like all the food, man. It's cooked by family members. So. You know Rennick? I don't know if you know Rennick.
Rennick, yeah, that's
He sometimes cooks downstairs too, as far as I know.
Is it?
Yeah.
How old is he now?
Ancient. Passed on, mate.
How about 50 actually?
But he was one heck of a cook.
What do you mean he's passed on? What are you talking about?
No. He's passed it.
Passed on. So he's old and crusty now?
Probably. I haven't actually seen him in years, truth be told. But this family has always been full of cooks. Your mum could cook, and you can cook, and my mum can cook. She can too. Yeah, she can cook too. But I meant my mum, when she's ready.
Wait, I heard you.
Aww. And then, of course, Martha can cook.
Martha is. Deep cook,
Martha
ain't ramping with
anything. Very, very nice food.
So this restaurant is really your uncle's restaurant?
No, it's my cousin's.
Oh, your cousin's?
Yeah. But he is apparently not here right now. I don't know where he is. He's never actually around, truth be told. He's always busy.
Well, he's put a restaurant like this together in this area. It's cheaper.
It rather is. And then you see the Waldorf Street branch, which I've never been to, by the way, so if you see, you'll have to tell me what it's like.
Waldorf Street?
Yeah.
Waldorf or Waldorf?
I think Waldorf. I could be wrong. I didn't know there was another one. I didn't know there was a Waldorf. It's West End, anyway.
There's a Waldorf Street.
Oh, must be that, then. Oh, it's in the West End, anyway. You probably... No, wait. Thank you much. Sir. I smell candles. And now I smell barbecue food. So, what's the decor like in there anyway?
It's nice, man. It's very... It's rootsy, but it's not like too like ethnic as they like to call it. You know what I'm saying?
Cleansing, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Every time I hear that word, I think of cleansing. It makes me annoyed.
I know. Because you're ethnic, you need cleansing.
Right.
You know? Messed over, man. There's some messed up people in this world, man.
Cabbage.
You got drink?
At home, yeah.
Yeah, what drink you got though? You got all your poison fizzy stuff, haven't you?
I'm not really, no.
What you got?
I got some juice, maybe. A carton.
Juice?
Maybe, if you're lucky. Okay. But you want to buy some drink? Why, too? There's a Tesco Metro around here somewhere.
This is one's called the Best Way. You know the Best Way?
Well, I never heard of that. But
Best Way Food and Wine.
Fridges. I drink a lot of orange juice these days, it's very nice.
Yeah.
Well, juices, period. Fruit juice.
I'm going to get a supermarket. What do you want? You want the Snuffles? Is everything.
I don't, you know. I got drink at home, so I'm going to drink that.
For sure.
Yeah. Get what you want, get. Get what you want, y'all won't get.
I'm going to get what I want, get.
You get what y'all want, get. I'm going to drink what I y'all want, drink.
They should be about it.
Hmm?
They should be about it.
Let's see it. You've been to the States, haven't you?
What are you talking about, man? I'm from Detroit. Didn't know that.
Detroit. I have a friend from there, too.
Yeah? What's his name? When's at home?
She's called Courtney.
Courtney.
Courtney. Yeah, that.
I reckon I'm going to have to go. There's something sold out some things.
La da cha ja ja.
This goddamn woman is using a friggin' card to buy some little shit. I don't know what the fuck this woman's stupid account. That machine going to real money, you don't even pay that shit on account.
Yeah, it's about the size of it.
Come around here and buy the drink. Yeah? Okay.
Ding.
69 feet. This is a pound, right?
Yes,
sir. Okay. You sure you don't want anything, man?
Man, I tell you what, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I should say thank you kindly.
Bye.
See y'all later.
You know, I did that in this shop, yeah? In this shop, in a shoe shop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah? And I was being like yardy, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
It was Jamila, who I call Shira, yeah?
Right.
I was in there and I was just saying,
cool.
So, I'm also king there. And then he's going, excuse me? I got almost finished with them. Well, you know what I'm talking about? She said, what she is at £49? She said, £49?
£49.
Let me try them.
Wait, I deal with it. What? Shoes for £49, eh? You want me to buy this, love, eh?
No, I was chatting like that, right? And the woman didn't have a clue, obviously.
They don't, it's so funny.
Yeah, and you can do that all the time.
I know, it's great.
You can do that all the time, man.
So what? We can buy this thing.
We can buy it as well.
Hey, me want to check, right, if Wittard's tea shop is still open.
Yeah, it's on brochure. Man, it's on brochure. There's brochure there.
You can see that there?
Can see what?
Wittard's tea shop is on the ground floor, if it's still open. Wittard. Because they sell some nice teas.
Some of cast cutter.
Nah. It's a tea shop.
Yeah, Wittard. They're upon the right there.
Me like that shop, you know. Them do three teas for like £10. And one of them is like £3 each.
Well,
actually £5 each. What we want is the instant teas in a jar.
Hello, good day. Do you have, what is it?
You do the instant teas like 3 for £10, I think it is. Still.
3 for £12?
Yeah. What's one then?
Which ones are they? Please. Which ones are they?
We have Kellogg's.
Oh, this here?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
What flavor did you have before?
I'm not sure yet, because every time I come in, you change the selection, so I'm just going to browse.
Okay, we'll take them. So these are all the ones.
I'm used to these, but I just don't know what they got right now.
Okay.
But I like these teas, man.
Chai. Instant chai. Latte.
Does it tell you what's in them? Like, not the ingredients,
spice,
but like,
the flavor. So, what is this?
Is it the mission? Yeah, these are it.
Quite nice. Yeah. The customer had a latte, chai latte in Starbucks. And they said it's quite similar. They come back to buy this one.
Okay, I'll be buying one of those then. Sometimes I get the Wake Up or the Dream Time.
Dream Time is one of the best sellers.
Very good.
Dream Time.
And sometimes the hot toddy is pretty good, actually.
Do you like hot toddy?
It's strange.
Mm.
but it's pretty alright.
It's on sale, I think.
What do you mean it's strange? What's strange about it?
Just the fact that you have that in a tea. It's just different. It's a nice,
weird.
It's a distinguished taste.
Sale.
That's what
they
I mean.
Have two labs. It's £1.50 each now.
Okay.
Oh, right.
And these teas are, where are they made?
They are some vanilla, apricot, and honey.
No, sorry, where are they made?
It's England.
Made in England.
Really? Oh, cool. Didn't know that. It's all right. I have the chow.
Is it made by people from your country, or is it just English tea? Is it just tea made in England, just a different type of tea. I've never been in this shop before, so I don't know anything about it.
It's made in England.
Okay.
I don't make tea here.
not here, but I mean.
Sometimes they make tea, don't they? In here, I think.
Yeah, we make tea here.
There's coffee here as well.
I don't like coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
I don't
drink. Okay. But before you get these two, shall I tell you all the different flavors?
Yeah, I was thinking that the one of them, the one I've never tried, is the one I want to get if they say it's good.
The latte.
Because I should, yeah. I mean, if they're makers of tea, they should know.
So if you hold on to this one.
All right, I got that.
Do you like lemon lime? It's quite popular.
Yeah, that's usually good if you've got a cold.
Quite
it's pretty good.
Refreshing.
Yeah.
Very.
Very nice in the
two
cold.
For £8 or £5 each.
Yeah, that's why I get them three at a time. Because
yeah.
There's no way I'm going to pay £5 for this. Sometimes I come with my mum and just pick up random teas and go home.
Is this a tea that you need to put milk with?
No. You put it, tea teaspoons in a cup and kettle. That's it. I know how to make them.
Okay. So it's like herbal tea then?
It's kind of like that, but it's instant tea.
So it's
instant
enough.
Tea. It's like powder. You just add the water. It's like instant coffee.
Just instant tea. Oh, it's instant tea.
Yeah, it's really nice. And like herbal tea, you don't just smell the thing and then taste hot water. It actually tastes of something.
Do you do herbal tea?
Not in this range. We have a herbal tea back there.
Okay, nice.
We don't try it, so we'll have testing.
Yeah, they do samples in here too.
Okay, this you want a lemon lime one?
Oh, you're going to read the selection, or at least a few of them.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Well, we have a cranberry today, cranberry raspberry.
Yeah?
You want to try one, sir?
Yes, please, I think I will.
Yeah, I'll try one as well.
Lot of jars. What is this one? What is this big thing?
This is a green tea
range. Green tea is good, thank you. Green tea is rather good.
Yeah, green tea is good. I can't drink it all down, you know. I know you're ready to swallow it.
No, I know how to do tea, man.
Let me try it.
You got to do like
you
wine
can try
tasting.
This one.
Okay.
Come on, drink a bit more of that.
Yeah, a little bit sweet. It's up to you how sweet you want.
Yeah, I like that. This one's a bit watered down, but the other one's really good.
Yeah,
what is this one?
Yeah. The one you tried earlier is green tea. This one you tried is cranberry.
It's cranberry, that one.
Oh, right, okay.
Cranberry and raspberry.
The green tea.
Some customers complain too sweet. That's why we make
no,
rice.
No.
Right.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I like this.
I like the cranberry. I'm going to get cranberry and raspberry as well, actually.
This one is exactly the same one. Just
there you go. You want that back?
The selection
yeah.
Back.
Cranberry and raspberry. So that's not herbal. That's one of these, is it, or is that something else?
No, that's the herbal tea.
Oh right, okay. Well, I'm still going to get three of these, and then I'll get that as well, I think.
Okay. Right. There's green tea.
Green tea in the jar.
Yeah, in the same one like what you're talking about.
All right.
There's instant green tea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come round. It's a round display.
It's a carousel. So you can spin it around.
Like
in
it doesn't spin this one.
This one has a.
This one is
this one has a
instant green tea with what's it? Strawberries, blueberries.
And these
with
are
the, with the natural flavor of seasonal strawberries, blueberries, and extract of echinacea. Echinacea is very good.
Grab that one for me.
Echinacea is very good.
I've just got to get one more now.
Yeah, in the back,
hold
but they're powder.
I remember it.
This is like powder.
Here.
You are holding that one.
Mango
back.
And passion fruit.
You're telling me all flavors I've never had, right? And that's
fruit.
Bad.
Down the bottom
and
here,
I want to try so much.
Have a lot of flavors. Yeah, that's a selection pack, so I sent you earlier. Okay.
That's good. I've had that one before.
Eight.
You might
know. One here for English fruits.
It's like instant coffee.
Alright, I'm going to have a green tea.
Green tea with air conditioner?
Yeah, with air conditioner.
Okay. That's good. Air conditioner keeps away colds. You never get colds.
No, I've just got to decide on one more and I'm not sure what to get.
But I think I'll come back tomorrow.
Come round again.
Circular disposition. Had that one before. That's good, that is. Are you going to get any of these? They're really good, by the way.
No, what? I haven't got no cash on me, man.
I'll get it for you then, as a present.
No, sorry. Can you just get the car out of the garage upstairs? Dream time.
That's very neat, by the way. If you need to go to sleep, it's very relaxing. If nothing else, you should get one of them. Get one of them that's on sale. There's one that was on sale, isn't it?
Okay, and oh yeah, you want to get one more of these?
Yeah, I have to find one more so that it makes...
Do you like the one I gave you earlier, summer fruit?
Yes.
One.
Which one was that? Was the first one, was it?
Yeah, that's this one.
Okay, so that's three.
Let me just rest them down. So I'm gonna look at the...
All right, you got them all three, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Here before you can look around.
And then this way. Herbal teas.
Okay, herbal teas
herbal
is good.
Fruit and herbal teas.
Hold my cane a sec, man. I'm gonna retie my trousers.
Yeah, turn that way and face.
That's
that
a dumb thing, I know, but it's just like, man, it's really bad. I'm walking along the street like one-sided. It's not funny. What an admonition to make, right?
Lemon and ginger ignition.
Ignition. Thank you.
Try this one.
They sample them as well here.
Hmm?
Is it sampleable?
No, well, it's lemon and ginger and ignition. No, because they've only got two flavours in one of those machines.
Okay.
Like cold drinks.
What's all these cups doing here then?
For sale, of course.
Oh, for sale. I thought they were like, got tea in them so you could try.
Two for £20? Get a lot.
Of what?
Cup. Just...
Really?
Just, yeah, it's just a bloody plain old cup.
Oh, I see.
Fruit and herbal tea.
What was the first one I tried?
£2 each, these are. The first one you tried was cranberry and echinacea. Do you want that one?
Yeah, I think I do, actually. I'll add that to my roster thingy. Shopping cart. Checkout button. Over there, of course. Blindy.
Have you got the cranberry and echinacea herbal tea? That's the one we tried.
The first one
there.
I tried.
That's different. That's the herbal tea. The herbal tea. Do you want peppermint?
Oh, what was the first one I tried that in that
and
cup?
Raspberry.
That was different.
Yeah, here, raspberry and cranberry. Raspberry and peach. We don't have raspberry.
Oh, was it?
They've got
raspberry and
peach.
Oh, herbal tea.
Herbal tea, yeah.
Is it?
You want to try that one?
Yeah, I'll take it. It's quite nice.
Okay, that's that then.
You got three for £5 or two for £4.
Okay, I'll get another one. What else shall I get?
We got chamomile, apple and mango.
Well,
I want something different.
That's enough, because you've already got three teas already. And you want
yeah, but they go quick, you know, because if you have one every day, it's like spoonful, spoonful, spoonful. Oh dear, it's gone.
Yeah, but I was going to get one for myself.
Okay,
and
well,
it.
if you...
And you get this, and I'll get this one for you as well.
Well, if
it?
We get two of these, like, this five, it's £4, right?
Three
and you can have
five.
One box of what I get.
Three for five.
I don't want two boxes of these, so if you put one of those and then you can take something for yourself, then that way it's cheaper.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I was trying
organic
to do.
Organic peppermint.
Yeah, I don't want two boxes of that.
Organic caramel. I'll get it.
Believe it or not, you can have fun in a tea shop and it's not electrical. Isn't that strange, eh?
Again?
You can have fun in a tea shop and it's not electrical. Isn't that strange?
True.
Shush. Process my water.
No, separate.
Oh, and they just sell standard chocolates in here too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's £3,
£12
each.
Oh.
You first.
Okay, I'll do that. Differently. How much, sorry?
12.
Oh, okay, I'll just do that then.
That's 20, yeah?
Yes. Precious 20 gone away. Thank you.
How much are these?
£1.85.
Wow.
What's that?
Chocolate.
What chocolates? Just standard stuff?
Orange chocolate, milk chocolate. It's just...
Oh, okay.
Standard
things. Oh, pretty big.
Long,
I got you.
Long shape. Not big. £5, please.
You want me to do that? Coffee is very strong smelling, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It annoys me.
Caffeine, bro.
Yeah, man. Bad for everybody. And it's not a substitute for getting sleep in a car either.
No.
Although people do seem to think so.
Sorry.
Thank you.
One thing about whiteness is proper warm.
Warm?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. At least they can keep the place. It's big. But they keep it. They keep it well heated.
Sorry.
There's a lot of
stuff. Sharon's birthday. Stones. I keep stopping at this shop all the time.
My baby sister's one on Sunday.
Is it?
Have you any idea what I could get?
She's one already!
And it's strange.
Get lost! No!
Yeah, Sunday coming.
The girl's one already. That's totally unbelievable, man.
I know. What on earth could I find to get her?
She's one already!
I know. It's pretty...
Oh, get lost!
It's gone fast.
I mean, I know about time and speeding up all the rest of it and vibrations and rah rah rah, but that's just... That's even too fast for me.
Yeah. Here comes an escalator.
Yep.
Going up.
You got pound coin change?
Yes. I do now. Quite a bit. Have no fear. I am here. Or something.
Well, you need a spell in the Caribbean, man.
Yeah, you know.
Speak so Englishified.
English. Only when I'm around you guys. When I'm on like the chat and stuff, I'm very Americanized and it scares everybody.
Well,
see, I've lost the Britishness.
Well, the rootsified. Britishness. I'm not even talking about Americanness. I'm talking about being rootsified, grounded in the roots, the reality.
But if you
she's
get grounded,
one, you're saying, and this, you want to get her something.
Yeah, and I don't know. I want to do it away from my mum because my mum's going to help me choose something, but that's no fun.
Yeah.
I want it.
So what? You want to do it now then?
If you could find something, I mean, you have a baby daughter too. What
yes.
would you get? You know. I have no idea.
Okay, there's JD Sports over there, and there's Athleisure. Yeah, that's not going to be baby stuff. We need to find a little baby shop. We could do it on...
You're coming back for the drive sometime soon, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know when he's going to do that, but it may not be for a week.
Even if it's not, I will get something after the event. But it'll be just nice to surprise them.
Yeah.
With something.
Yeah.
And because I don't really go out with anybody much, I don't get a chance to do that. But I figure it'd be cool to, like, yeah, man, one on Sunday. I'm like, whoa. She's already walking and she's like running around the house now.
One.
She's fast.
Oh, that's sick, man.
She's really fast.
Oh my God.
Have you even seen pictures of her yet? I don't think you have you?
No. Sorry.
I have to show you something.
1 year old. This is just crazy.
Tell me about it.
No, there's nothing in here really. I don't think so.
Okay. It was worth a try. Escalator time then.
Oh yeah, we're on the floor. Yeah, Go up one more.
Yep. We need one more floor. One more floor.
One more floor.
Yes. You have one floor remaining.
You have half floor remaining.
Yes.
You
have three quarters, one quarter, zero by. It's dead.
Not that's the language you understand anyway. That's what you make a computer for.
It's just fast and responsive.
The man doesn't even get a chance to finish.
Probably not half the time, no. Oh, this is where they put all the food stuffs up here, eh?
Yeah.
So what's like the middle stuff is clothing and the ground floor is like miscellaneous, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how you organise it.
Well, this is Whiteley's. You know you're living in a big old expensive area, right?
Yeah, right. I only get to really see that when I come to places like this.
Yeah.
Expensive area, like, you know. Thing is, right, you say you live in London to people overseas and it's like, wow, London, rah rah rah.
Mm.
It doesn't mean a thing to me anymore.
Yeah.
Where do you live? London. Wow. London. So sick of rainwater falling on my head.
Okay, we're gonna go to the machine.
Le Machien.
Machien.
McHenry.
McHenry. How you know this? You know English good, huh? McHenry.
Exactly.
McHenry.
McHenry. So you need pound coins.
Put the ticket in first.
Go on in.
Oh, 150. Oh, good. I need the exact change. I've got 50.
The exact change?
Yeah.
Have a pound coin then, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Have a pound coin. Alright. Present your credit.
0.5 hours is 150.
That's wrong. 30 little minutes, eh?
This is 20p dropping. Listen how frightful.
Wow.
That's a big tank. Ass money box, man.
That's a tank, man.
You know that.
Ooh, plonk. Oh, it came back out.
He didn't want that one at all.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, God.
What? Doesn't it give you change back?
No, it's saying exact change.
Wow, I don't like machines that do that, you know.
But it still gave me 20p change. Aww.
Isn't it nice?
You give me all the money back and still give me the ticket back.
That's what you want, isn't it? That's like when you go to those arcades and you hit the machine surreptitiously and it goes kaplunk, kaplunk, you know?
Accidentally whoops.
The new one. It's raining on my head and I just said I didn't want it to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing it anyway. Make it stop.
Mm-hmm.
Make it stop! I saw this car one time that had like a 5-control keypad and you could make the engine start and the windows roll down and all sorts.
Yeah, this one can do that. So you can make the windows go up once you press the button. But if the windows are down when you start the door and let them walk off,
yeah,
it'll sense it all.
Move!
Go back and eat your food, man.
Yep. Probably is anyway. Not that I care, because I don't. I touched the microphone. Oh no. Whiteley's is quite a place to shop, man.
If you've got money.
If you have money. Note the big italicised underlined bold if.
Yeah.
And if you haven't, it isn't. Hey Ariel, do you want to go up anytime soon?
Get me.
Give it one of your looks.
How you know about my look, boy?
Me can see what you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Me feel it upon my face. When you doesn't feel too good.
I'm having a little kind of discussion with about the fact that. You can't see.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do you see? Because you definitely see something.
Uh-huh.
Just gonna go around these bumps.
Swervy, swervy, swervy. Folk. Folk, folk. Balding. da 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 da
da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
touch a hose to your bottom, to your anus.
Exactly. Compress it.
Just put a hose on it.
Light it.
With your thumb over it. Once you
and just cap it.
Once you've pressurized the tube, you then, from that moment, have pressurized air that actually destroys bacteria as well.
What I think I'll do next time, if they sell them, is get one of those refillable thingies. Like the gun maybe costs like £25, and the refills after that is like £3 a refill. But I don't think they sell them in there. But because I use compressed air so much, I think I have to get one.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Or you can get a spray can that you can actually pump. They do have those. Not in there.
Yeah, right. And you just... You get a couple sprays and you do it again, yeah.
Do you remember my camera, and I used to have like a little squeezy thing,
like a yes, I
with
do.
With a brush on the end.
Yes.
Yeah,
and it would push the thing in the picture button and push it.
Yeah, and you can pull the brush off and just use it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, that wouldn't work.
It's for remote.
I'm
really joking. It was for remote viewing, remote pictures, isn't it?
Huh?
It was for remote pictures, right?
What do you mean? No, to clean.
Oh,
camera,
to clean.
Like,
oh, okay. I thought you meant the one where you, because some cameras have a hole in the middle of the picture button, right? And you screw this thing into it.
Yeah.
And you squeeze it.
That was for remote. Yeah, that was for you to have the camera on a tripod.
Yeah, and you could take it.
I
thought you meant that, but oh, you mean the camera cleaning thing.
Yeah.
I think I remember that too.
It's a rubbery thing. You squeeze it.
Squeeze it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about
round,
now too.
Round
it's like
round
a ball thing.
Types, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. You had a lot of equipment when I was younger and I used to like playing with it.
Yep.
Like radios.
Like you broke my flash.
I was talking about that the other day to someone.
Big old Nikon expensive flash, you know, this boy just dropped it. Blops. I was like, ugh!
I dropped your flash. Really. I dropped the flash. I dropped it.
Mm-hmm. Proud of it too.
Ha.
Stood there, big grin on your face.
Whoa, these seats go back a long way.
It does, doesn't it?
Wow, it's all pushed up against... Actually, it's not even pushed up against the back. Wow, that's some long treads, man.
You know that.
That's very... Wow.
This is a big-ass car, you know. This is like a limo.
Stretch Mercedes. Look at that. Wow, that's length, man. That's some
proper,
length.
Proper room, man. So you can get some big, fat, hefty heifer of a heifer. One of them ones.
Uh-huh.
Sitting in the car and
dentist seat, lean back. Look at that, man. Oh, yeah.
I don't even know how far back
it goes. I could just about reach the button. There we go. Check
that
out.
I ain't even done that before.
Guys, I'm pretty much horizontal now.
Nah.
I'm literally looking straight up at the ceiling, and that's very scary. I can't reach the. There we go. I can now. What the hell, man?
That
Whoa.
Is proper. I was wondering what it actually did do then. I got all the way back.
Yeah.
That went back and on,
kinda
on,
does.
On someone sitting there and just crushed their leg.
That's pretty scary. The firm. The firm is coming. The firm is moving.
What's the parking like now? After this,
it's free, innit?
After 8.
It should be free because it's after 8.
Yeah. 20 to 9. It should be, but you don't know that for sure, though, do you?
You said after 6:30 when you came last time. We're after 8:30.
Oh, okay. Oh,
if you've lied to me.
I wish you'd known about getting a little girl a present, man.
Yeah. It just occurred to me when you mentioned. What did you say? Oh, but she was a birthday.
But the thing is, it's 8, you know what I mean? All shops are shut.
I know. Wrong time.
Just the wrong time, yes, please. A real, real pretty boy.
Yes.
Boy, that is a real, real, real pretty boy. What am I going this way? If I'm going like I'm taking you to Paris, bloody terrace.
Long time, I ain't been there.
Really?
Since before Christmas, yes.
Oh, okay.
Long time no see, Powers Terrace. You know, it would be really strange if I went there and my room was as I left it when I moved, like before I moved out.
Freaky.
Wouldn't that be freaky? At the control.
Roots, reggae,
culture.
Culture.
Culture shock. Although, if I did that, it would mean that I didn't know a whole lot of people. Colville Terrace, hello, how are you? Colville Terrace. Apparently my building has more than one entrance. I didn't know that till yesterday.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
I've never been in any of the others. Which is quite strange in itself. But then again, I guess I live this side. You should allow me to park. You wouldn't like the results. I'd be parked like half on and half off the curb, one wheel in a drain and one up a tree.
You'd be having to get one vehicle to get it into space and get another vehicle to get it.
I want to play a piano, a real one. Man, it's been a long time since I've done that. I wonder if it's quiet enough, if there's no one around, whether if I stood outside you could beep the horn so I could record it. There's probably too many people around.
No, it's dark, man. It's late, isn't it?
I suppose it is.
There's hardly anybody around.
Because getting a new horn is always a good idea, you know?
Getting a new horn? What
yeah,
sound?
For the collection. We're trying, you know, collect all sorts of sounds. And I don't even know what this one sounds like, because you haven't had to beep it at passing... Oh, like that. Passing motorists. You've been tolerant today. Huh? You've been tolerant today.
I've been tolerant.
Yeah, you haven't had to beep at, you know, fools for driving across you and cutting them
out.
It's been a quiet day on the road.
Yep.
Which is quite surprising because it's London and all.
Isn't all the noises that happen when you turn off the engine?
Ooh, why did the seatbelt click in to something? What's that? Was that the radio?
Oh, it's the radio telling me to take the face off.
Take my face off, man. I need to be expressionless, man.
Press this button.
Oh.
Press that button. Press it.
Yeah.
And this thing just goes up. You can just slide that
in there. Hey, cool protective thingy. Oh, like a... That's nice. Who's going to think to look
press
there?
Press the one just below, and then it does the...
Oh, groovy. Look at that. I was wondering where that button was because I didn't see it. And, you know, my little surreptitious thingies. I guess that locks both of them.
Yeah.
Together. Or do you turn it one way for one and one way for the other?
Yeah. Nope. It locks both of them. And the key goes into a little...
It's like a knife.
Yeah.
That's really sweet. There's some buttons on the key. How do you get the key back out?
There's a little tiny button on the corner, top corner.
Oh, I see. And you pull it out. Okay. Oh, spring.
Yeah.
Hey man, I'm gonna cut you with my key. Mm-hmm. That's the new kind of key, this like the secure key.
Mm.
So what does that do? The alarm, I guess.
Yeah, that locks the doors and everything.
That's rather nice. I like that. Electric sunroof thingies too.
Yeah.
Actually, that is a. Oh, it is. Oh, it's the mirrors, I guess. This thing.
Lights and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Car quiet at night, man.
There was a two DVD screens in the back of this, but they were taken out. I didn't get the car with them.
Oh, shame. We'll see. Connections. Oh, they just severed. They didn't even take it cleanly.
That's right.
It should have been a real connection.
That's the thing that actually caused the fire.
Ah.
Well, almost caused a fire, I should say. You're on the roadside, yeah?
So mm-hmm.
You can open up.
There must have been a lot of power going to the screens if it caused a fire.
Mm.
Front or back?
What? Back.
Off. There we go. Yeah, I got it. I hear my door anyway.
It's not here though, it's wherever you have it. Actually, straight ahead of you and across the road.
Oh, is it? Oh, we're on the wrong side.
You're on the right side?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to go straight.
Oh, okay. That way. Or the other way?
Yeah, that way, the way you're going.
Yeah. Okay, I got you.
I'm parked on the road opposite to your
Clydesdale. Huh? You're parked on Clydesdale, I think.
Yeah.
I got you.
No,
Square. Terrace.
Garden.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, that's right. It's quite a walk then. Well, go on and get the stuff out and I'll wait. Let's see what the trusty phone has to say about the signal downstairs. Okay. La-di-da. Food is good.
Mm-hmm.
Good is food.
It's right.
Right. Absolutely right, eh? Dirty great Scottish buggers, eh?
Right, you can, when you're going across this road now, you can either go on that side. If you're on the other side of this pole, then it's actually a walkway.
Oh.
To walk across the road here.
That's kind of cool. Is it a utility pole or what? Or is it a traffic light?
Do you feel it under your feet? So?
Yeah, the tactile.
Yeah. What did you say just now, before that?
Was that a utility pole or a traffic light? Couldn't
it's
tell.
It's a sign. It's just a sign. And here you are.
Ah.
It's a sign. No entry sign.
They've given us a sign. What did it say? No entry. Oh, yeah. Digital key locks for everyone. I hate these things. They don't work first try, ever. Stupendous.
And when they do, they let everyone know you're here.
Exactly. I am here now. First floor.
Lift mortar room accessed via service staircase. Top floor landing.
There's a service staircase in this building?
Yeah, it's actually behind you when you walked in.
Oh, I've never been that
way. When we walked into the lift, it was actually behind us.
Oh, that's a staircase. Yeah,
it's
I didn't
a staircase.
Know that.
I don't know if it's a service staircase.
I've used the stairs. When I came down to you today, I didn't take the lift. I came in the stairs.
Oh.
Just because it was quicker.
Okay.
So these are all mirrors then, or what? It's just glass.
That's glass, and the one behind is glass, but the one behind us.
Okay, on the back wall.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to do? Make you feel like you're in a confined space even more?
Bigger, so the mirror
looks
to feel like bigger.
And
it's supposed to make you
look at this dirty window. It's nasty.
It's dirty, man. Yeah.
It's
don't touch it. Whatever.
I did once, and that was a bad mistake. I do that no more.
So you're saying your keyboard, your roads.
Uh-huh.
You say about it again?
He doesn't like me. He sort of turned it on and it kind of goes, hum.
Okay, that Arkansas, that should be the story.
Probably. I want to play it again.
Oh, well, okay.
You disassemble the food in the kitchen and I will take my stuff off. Okay, ladies and gents. That was cool. I haven't seen my daddy properly in a long time. So what time are we? Oh, throw the can on the floor then. Time are you? Okay, 8:51 p.m., so I'll end it right now. Ended.